Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
That is the kingdom that we belong to. How many of you all found yourself in that situation? But Yahweh, come on, but Yahweh, but Yahweh. That is the kingdom. So knowing this, why would we find ourselves outside? What was he doing out there by himself? Out from under protection, but yet and still, Yahweh was still making a way. We don't deserve it, but yet he's still watching. So you're a part of something powerful. You are a part of something great. I don't think we realize who we are, what we have access to, the things that he has laid in front of us and prepared. So we really don't have to find ourselves out there. And so, with this power and authority and greatness at our disposal, sometimes we don't even realize it, and then there he is. The enemy does not want you to access that power. The enemy does not want you to access that authority. And matter of fact, that's scripture. He's walking around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he what? A lot of times we find ourselves caught out there. Sometimes it's not sin that gets us out there. It's your disobedience. It's you being outside of the word that puts you in those kind of situations. And so when we started this fast, it wasn't just a corporate fast just for the church, but rather you as individuals. Because we're going to have to transition out of where we've been and not into something lower, not into something the same level, but we're transitioning higher. He's trying to take us to a higher level, a higher connection, a higher relationship. But that takes you all understanding what you have access into. So I want to share with you a little bit, and I don't know if I can finish it. I probably won't be able to finish the whole thing. Accessing his greatness. That's what we want. We want to access his greatness, the things that he has prepared for us. And a lot of times we don't even know. The word says, eyes have not seen it. Neither has it entered into your mind all the things that he has what? Prepared for us. And so I want you to go to 1 Chronicles. This is David talking. And David, you know, he'd been through some stuff. Out of difficulty, something emerges. And so who's had difficult situations? Who ain't? But out of difficulty, we should be emerging even more victorious. We should be emerging stronger. And so that's what I want to see. And so as we are moving towards, because he's taking us higher and higher, glory to glory, we need to understand something. And we're going to have to find it in the Word. Everything that we need is in his Word.
Always God was talking to me.
He's already talking to you through his Word. You want some kind of big giant voice?
Stop what you're doing. Hey, low, go to the right.
He's already telling you in his Word what directions and what he wants you to do. And so we don't give enough credence to the Word. And we got to start giving credence to the Word. And so if we go to First Chronicles, and if you're a Hebrew scholar, it is Divrei Hayamim. And Aleph is, means that it's the first. Remember, right? Bet means it's what? Second. And we want to go to the 29th chapter. And I want you to grab hold of what he's saying here. Thine, O Lord Yahweh, is the greatness. Not greatness, but in Hebrew culture, when you were accenting the greatest level of, is the. So it says, O Lord Yahweh is the greatness. That means the highest point of greatness. There's nothing greater than that. It's not just regular greatness. It's the greatness. And power? No, not just power. The power. The highest precipice, the highest point, the apex of power is his. You belong to that. You are connected to a God that is the highest apex of these virtues. Oh, to you is the greatness and the power and the glory. There's nothing more glorious. And check this out, the victory. There's no higher victory, but what the victory that is connected to him. Sometimes we've had victories, but if we're connected to him, we're connected to the highest level of victory. The victory. And the majesty. There's nothing more majestic. Why are we out there looking for other victories? Why are we out there looking for other powers? Why are we looking for other glories when we have the one that holds the highest point of all of them? For all that is, two locations. This is the highest in the heaven, and it's the highest in the earth. Up here and up there. And in the earth is thine, and thine is the kingdom. O Yahweh, and thou art exalted as head above some stuff. See, y'all corrected me, but do you really believe that? Do you believe that you serve a God that is head above everything? And that's what I'm saying. We got to give credence to the Word, because we're sitting around here with self-image issues, inferiority complexes, and we serve a God that calls us his children. So if he is the power, the glory, the victory, the majesty, then that's what we are. That's whose we are. And what does he expect from us? That's greatness. He is the greatness, so you should be walking what? In greatness. He is the power, so you should be what? Walking in power. He is the glory, so you should be what? Walking in his glory. Hey, he is the victory. You should be walking in victory. We got to understand this. So then when we go to 12th, this is the ultimate. You got the best of the best. Tell your neighbor, there ain't nothing higher. That's why we tripping. We tripping because we looking for something that we think is as high or higher, and there ain't nothing higher. There ain't nothing that it can even measure up to what he is. And then the 12 says, both riches and honor come of thee. Who's out there looking for riches, stuff, honor, stature? They don't come from nobody. The kind that lasts, the kind that's real, don't come from nobody but him. Come of thee, and thou reignest what? This statement came out of a difficulty. And once the difficulty was overcome, then the realization was, hey, God, Yahweh, you are the. You're just the everything. Have you come to that realization? Some folks are saying yes, but I don't think. Thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand is to make great. This means that maybe something is not what you expected it or anticipated it to be, but if you put it in his hand, he makes it great. So whatever it's not in his hand, it becomes great. Y'all got something put in his hand? You got something that ain't quite what it's supposed to be? I dare you to put it in his hand. And if you put it in his hand, he's got the power, the glory, the victory. He'll make it great. If you weep, he'll make you strong. Because it says he gives strength what? In him is all strength. So why are we tripping when we're with the one that provides everything that we could possibly need? What do you need more than the victory? What do you need more than the power? What do you need more than the glory or the greatness? It's him. Everything that we need is what? Tell yourself, I have access to that. And if we understand that, then things are going to happen. This is a world that keeps changing. Stuff is always changing. Things that we think that are secure are not there anymore, are not secure. And we put our trust in stuff that's constantly in flux. But if we really understand who we're connected to, we serve a God that never changes. He always is the victory. He always is the power. So why would we put anything else in anybody else's hands? He has it all. Tell your neighbor, he has it all. And so that's what we're talking about. If you understand this, then you have the peace. Who needs peace and security? Y'all, I'm seeking security. I'm seeking a shalom. And guess what? We find it what? Wait. Say it. In him. I look around the room and there's people that I don't see here. Some got excuses, but some people are just don't believe that they always have to be in him. I can be in him to 2 to 3 times a week, and the rest of the time I'm in me. But what's going to happen when you find yourself in a situation and you're not in him? My mom used to say, in love, when people have been gone for a while, she'd say, hey, how you doing? It's good to see you. I love you. Don't stay out there too long. Because if you stay out there too long, you either get stuck out there or you get lost out there. And you might not make it back. And so we have to understand who we are in him. So go to Matthew, the 6th chapter. We need this because we want to be able to not only access, but stay in him. A constant state of security. A constant state of shalom. In science field, we would call it homeostasis. You're staying in that system, and it's equilibrated, or it's at equilibrium. It's not moving. Am I right? I got an engineer in the house? Yes. So why are we going up and down? But if we're in him, he constantly keeps us at a state of comfort, at a state of security, at a state where we're not down and spiking. He's keeping us. So that means when the storms come, I'm trusted in Yahweh. Hey, when the situation comes, hey, I'm trusted in Yahweh. Well, what you gonna do? I'm gonna trust in Yahweh. That's what I'm gonna do. But we got to stay there. And so here, you know, Yeshua was telling us, you know, how to access the kingdom through prayer. And the 13th verse of the 6th chapter, and many call it the Lord's Prayer. And he says, but lead us not into temptation. So he's not going to lead us into places that we ain't got no business being in. But we have to stay what? Connected and accessible. You're not going to lead us into temptation. And if we do find ourselves out there, you're going to deliver us from what? Why? Because thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Sometimes, forever. Do you believe that this is a forever thing? This ain't no sometime thing, y'all. Tell yourself, this is a forever thing. This is forever. And so it's not a day and month and a year. Forever, I'm what? Trusting you. And so it only takes sometimes one thing to mess up our access. One thing is your hard head. I have had a hard head too. Sometimes we think we're doing the right thing, but we're not forgiving. Sometimes we say we're doing the right thing, but we're not being obedient to the word. It's like one thing. I do a lot of computer work. And in my computer work, I'm always putting in passwords and accessing, you know, different programs or whatever. And so this one time I kept on putting in the password. And I know it was the right password because I can't memorize passwords anymore. I got to write them down. Anybody like that? And sometimes I use the same password for everything. So I knew this was one of those passwords. So I'm like, this is the one that I use for everything. And I kept putting that thing in there, and it was like, bop. I was like, bop. Bop. And I was like, what is going on here? So Holy Ghost said, cap lock. Somebody caught that. He said, cap lock. I said, what's that? I mean, I'm thinking, sure enough, I had the right the word and everything, but I didn't, I had my cap lock on. And the cap lock makes everything caps. So it don't matter if you think you're putting in the right thing, you're putting in the wrong thing. So I had to like take the cap thing off. I had to release that caps. I'm telling y'all in the spirit, y'all need to release the caps. You got locks and stuff on, stuff that's keeping you from accessing what the kingdom got. And I'm here to tell you, you better make sure that you don't have no locks on. What's a lock? Anything that's keeping you, hindering you. The word always tells us, lay aside every weight. And everything that's so what? Easily. Sometimes it's you. You the one that's easily besetting you. Because you won't do what he's saying. And so we got to make sure that we got this. So go to 1 Corinthians. Thank you, Yava. You got to know who you are. My God. And let this marinate. Like when you leave this place, let these scriptures penetrate. You know? And the fourth verse of the second chapter of 1 Corinthians 2. And this is Shaul. I love the things that Shaul says, Paul. And he's talking to the church of Corinthians. Church of Corinthians was tripping. And we find ourselves there because we basically church in Long Beach. Corinthians is, you know, same church people, just different location. Same church people, different year. But we have the same situation. Y'all think that there's something new under the sun? There ain't nothing new. You doing the same thing they were doing, and you just doing it with a cell phone. Same thing. And nothing has changed. We still have the same circumstances, same situation, same hindrances. Enemies trying to still mess with us the same way. Ever since the apple. Not the apple. Ever since the fruit. Let's get it right. Ever since the fruit. It's always been a constant battle. So if the enemy is always fighting you on this, that should tell you that you got something worth fighting for. So why are you going to lay down? But anyway, he says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. How many of y'all had maybe people in the family or mentors or whatever, and they gave you little words of wisdom? Yeah, you give me an example of that, you know. Don't take no wooden nickels, or don't put your eggs in one basket, right? What else?
Not all that glitters.
Not all that glitters is gold. Sometimes it's fool's gold. And what else? Have a backup plan. God helps those who help themselves. Now, is all this a scripture? You can tell the person by the company that they keep. What? Birds of a feather flock together. Well, look around. There's a bunch of birds here. Hallelujah. You get laid down with dogs. You get up with fleas. See, so some of this is some pretty decent wisdom, but there's scriptures that back up some of it is just common sense. That's what Apostle would always say, my great-grandmother would say, son, she would always tell him, son, all you need is just a little common, your matron in boarding school. Just, son, you just need a little what? Common sense. Some of y'all get yourself in situations, this is not even spiritual sense, it's just you messing up with common sense stuff. You just doing stuff that don't make no sense. You doing silly stuff. Thank you. Because you know what I want to say, right? But he's saying, listen, my speech and my preaching wasn't with enticing words from man's wisdom, just on the stuff that we just said. But it's in the demonstration of the Spirit. And of power. I'm coming from a place of power when I'm giving you this word. I'm coming from a place of spirit. I'm not coming from my mind. I'm tapping in and I'm accessing the very power of Yahweh that created the heavens and the earth. That allow Yeshua to rise up. I'm accessing that. So in your everyday life, you guys are accessing what? The power, not just power. You're accessing what? The power. The. I like it like that. The. There's nothing higher. And the fifth verse says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Grandmama, granddaddy, all these other mates, all these people. But in the power of Yahweh. That's what you're tapping into. You're not tapping. There's this thing going around with these neo-soul artists. Have you heard of that? Neo-soul. It's supposed to be a almost like a religious take on R&B music. And so they say, we're tapping into our ancestor spirits. Our soul teachers who... I've gone on. We're not accessing spirits, y'all. We accessing the Holy Spirit, the one and only. And so we're not coming from anywhere else but the power. So in your everyday walk, you should be accessing what? Not power, but the power. And so he says, it should not your, and what are you putting your faith in? Are you putting your faith in the wisdom of men and with the stuff that you know? Are you putting your faith in the power of Yahweh? And the sixth verse says, how be it? We speak wisdom among them that are mature. That's what the translation is of perfect. Not perfect, but mature. How is it that we speak that, yet not the wisdom of this world? Nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Seventh, that means that it don't amount to nothing. But seven, but we speak. Tell your neighbor, but we speak. That's us. This is kingdom. Tell your neighbor, this is kingdom. We speak. Listen, when we were saved, we became transformed. So we're not just regular, average folks anymore. He translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of what? His dear son. So we're not even the same animal no more. We're not, and as Apostle says, we're not even the same species. So when we talk, we're talking from a place of power. We're talking from a place of kingdom. And so it says, we're talking, we speak the wisdom of Yahweh in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom, which Yahweh ordained before the world unto, he was looking at us and said, you know what? I'm about to do something in them. I'm giving them some special abilities. Right? And we're going to see that in a minute. Eighth verse, which none of the princes of the world knew. See, we got this Holy Ghost that connects us to something so high. But see, these other folks out there, these princes of the world, they didn't have the same wisdom. Because if they did, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They wouldn't have crucified Yeshua if they really knew what they were doing. And so the ninth verse says what? That is written. This only applies to you if you put your faith in one who is over all. Hello? Who has put their faith in the one that is over all? I'm asking a question. Who has? You got to proclaim this. See, you can't be undecided. You can't be, well, I don't know. Everything that you do, listen, if we're sitting here talking about the word, and I ask you a question, who are you? And you're like, well, I don't have to answer that question. You know, everybody, I'm going to let everybody else. You're making a proclamation. You're declaring right there that you're not connected. How dare you? It's not about me. I don't want to talk to my neighbor. This is the word, dude. Why are you making me talk to my neighbor? Because there's something that happens in agreement. When we say something and we put it out here and we speak it, and supernaturally, when we agree, it does something. I don't know about you, but I need a neighbor. I need somebody to agree with me. You better thank God you're sitting next to a holy person, hopefully, prayerfully. Somebody that you can agree with to the back of you, to the left or right or whatever, to the front. Somebody that you can agree with, somebody that believes and has their faith in the kingdom that you can activate with. So this applies to you. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard. Neither has it entered into the heart or the mind. That's what the heart is. Cardia. It's not, it hasn't even entered into your mind. Because check this out. If it had entered into your mind, it would blow your mind. Your mind would be blown. And a lot of times we are searching for something to blow our mind. That's what y'all were in the 70s and 80s? What, in 90s? To 2000? Wasn't y'all all searching for something? Where the 60s children at? That's okay, you can claim it. Weren't you looking for something to blow? I'm looking for something to blow my mind. Well, guess what? You found it. This is it. Yahweh has the power to blow your mind. You can't even handle it. Because it says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it even entered into the heart of man or the mind of man, the things which Yahweh has what? He done already put it together. He's already formulated it. He's already stacked it up. And all you have to do is trust enough to access. Tell yourself, he's already prepared it for me. Y'all don't understand. There's stuff out there with your name on it. You don't get it. No. There are some things that will blow your mind that got your name on it. And all you got to do is trust and believe and stay connected, and then he's going to grant you access. And so this is a problem, though. Oh, Father, help us, help us, help us. Because the problem is that what we do is we seek things. And he says, I know you need things. I know you want things. I know, I get it. But he says, seek, if you seek the kingdom first, then I got some things for you that will blow your mind. But you got to seek me first. Because this is what happens. When you seek the things first, then you have the responsibility to maintain and take care of the things. If the things that you seek first, other than outside of him, then he was like, okay, well, you got that, so you maintain that. So them things are going to deteriorate, and you running around trying to fix them things because you suck that thing. You suck after that thing. You didn't seek after him, you suck after. So the responsibility of maintaining that thing is on you. But he says, hey, I got a better plan for you. If you seek me first, then I'll give you the things. And then the things that I give you, I'll maintain them for you. And things will follow you. You won't even be looking, and you turn around, and I got some more things for you. But see, we get it all twisted up. Well, how am I going to pay this? And how am I going to do that? Well, you went out there and got into that. He said, if you had, you into that 20% loan, had you just shook after me and let me take care of it, you'd be at 4%. But we're not accessing. And he was like, basically, in that verse, he's saying, listen, you have no idea what I got for you. And I just need you to trust me. And if you trust me, I will blow your mind. I got some things for you. I got stuff for you. Who wants his stuff? No. Who really wants his stuff? The stuff that he has for you. And he maintains it. Take care of it. Hey, I'll provide that for you. Don't worry. No problem. You know, I went to an island, and at the island that I went to, they would always say, no problem. Does anybody know what an island is? Like, what is tripping? And that's what it's like when we get the things where Yahweh, he's like, no problem. Wait, no problem. I got this. That's why he says, seek me first. You're not going to be able to get away from the things. The things are going to chase you down, y'all. The things are going to overtake you. And so he says here, oh, Father. And I'm going to end it here. Oh, it's not the end, but I'll carry on next time we get together. But he says, Psalms 8, Tehillim 8. I had to seek the knowledge of one of the most renowned translators, and I'll explain it to you in a second. But Psalms, 8th verse. Tehillim, 8th verse, first. 8th chapter, first verse. You got it? Oh, Yahweh. You guys know this. I mean, you've heard it before. Psalms 8. How excellent is thy name in some of the earth. All the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Let's skip to the fourth verse. And in all of that glory, the angels are saying this, what is man? What? I mean, who is this dude that you keep making a way for? Why are you so consumed with mankind, that you're mindful of them? Why are you thinking about him? Or why is he so great that you're making a way for him? You know how many hairs are on his head? I mean, why are you so connected? And it says, and the Son of Man that you visit him. I mean, they don't deserve you, Father. Who's saying this? The angels. The angels are hating on you. I'm telling you, the angels are hating on you because they're like, who is mankind? Who are these children? Who is this treasure? The segula. Say segula. That's who you are. You're his treasure. That you're mindful of him. And so the fifth verse says this in the King James Version, and you've got to get this. The King James Version says this: for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. And there was something about this scripture that bothered me, because the thing that bothered me was that, wait a minute, if we have dominion, right? And if the angels are hating on us, then how is it that we're made a little lower than the angels? Seems like the angels wouldn't be hating if they were above us. And so found out there are different translations that call this differently. So in the 15th century, are you following me? This statement was so powerful, they couldn't put the exact translation in here. And so in the translation that I saw, and I saw the different translations in the Hebrew, and I said, let me call the world-renowned Hebrew scholar, and let's find out what the true text really says and verify this. So I called up the Apostle Dr. Will T. Washington. And I said, cold word, hey, Dad. To that greatness. So I called him up. I said, wait. I said, I'm having a problem with my study. He was like, what is it, son? I said, well, I'm going here to Psalms 8. And I said, it doesn't make sense to me that if we're given dominion and the angels are like asking y'all about, well, yo, what's up with mankind? And then it says, then we're lower than them. And then I see some other translations that use a word that I know is higher than that. So I said, I got to consult you. And so he said, well, let's go take a look at it. So over the phone, I can hear it. So he goes to his interlinear or Hebrew text, and then he begins to translate that verse. And the translation of the verse totally lines up with what the Holy Spirit was saying and what I saw in some different translations. And so this is a translation that I got from Apostle that lines up exactly with what we're talking about. So if you will show the Hebrew text, it says, for they are inferior only to Elohim. Come on, y'all. Elohim is God. So it's not that you have been created a little lower than the angels, but rather you've been inferior only to God. So he created you with a God-like stature that the angels say, that's not fair. And if you really understood who you were, you would understand the greatness that you stand in. You're only inferior to Elohim. You better praise him for, hey, your praise, hold up, your praise is a verification and a proclamation that you understand who you are. Are you ready to... That's who you are. That's who we are. And so because of that, because he created us in that God-like way, he expects us to stand in greatness. He expects us to stand in power. And not only that, he says, and with glory and honor, you crown them. Talking about us. Do you believe that you've been crowned by Yah by himself? You better give him the glory.
Hallelujah, Father Yahweh. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh. Shandararaba, Sutioko. Hashandararabasi. Father Yahweh, thank you for your knowledge, the wisdom that you bestow unto us, Father Yahweh. The mysteries that you uncover, Father, that let us know how you created us, what you expect from us, Father Yahweh. No, we're not a little lower than the angels. You said you created us just a little inferior, a little lower than you. And you've given us dominion above all. Father, forgive us if we have not understood where we stand in you, the level that you expect us to rise to, Father Yahweh. The love and the grace and the mercy that still says, come on up, my child, come on up a little higher, come on up. I got you. And you're still making a way. You're still preparing things. You're still processing things for us. So forgive us if we've taken that for granted, Father. We're sorry. We want to stand in your greatness because thine is the greatness. We want to stand in your victory because thine is the victory. We want to stand in your power because thine is the power. And the glory. And thy majesty, there's nothing higher than you. And you created us just a little lower than yourself. That's why you care for us. That's why you're mindful of us. That's why you love us. So we accept the responsibility, Father God. We thank you for allowing us into your kingdom. We're thankful that you call us your children. We're thankful that we can call you Father. Hallelujah. Abba. Avi. Hallelujah. That's who you are. And because we know who you are, we know who we are. So we thank you. Father, we want to walk in your glory. We want to walk in your victory. We want to move higher and higher in you. So thank you, Father Yahweh. We're going to be everything that you expect us to be, Father. We're going to obey your word. Hallelujah. We're going to walk in your attributes. And we're careful to give you all the honor. You deserve it. All the glory. You deserve it. All the power. You deserve it. You're highly exalted. And we exalt you. In Yeshua's mighty name, we pray and we say, Amen and Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. If you would just...